262, excuse me. So we talked about last time for Shabbos about smelling an esrog. Specifically smelling an esrog on the Yontif during the duration of Sukkos. And what's the story there is machlokas, whether you should smell it or not, don't smell it. And what we ended off with is if your hands smell from the esrog and then you smell your hand, so according to everyone, you don't make a brach on that. Or again, something was the esrog was lying on something and you smell that thing. So that's a rule that we have. It's a reaction, but ikur, there's no source to it because it's already too far away. So according to everyone, you don't make a brach on that. So that brings us to Ramah. We didn't get to do the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagal yesh amrim da'amariach bepascham. Some say that if you smell hot bread, everyone knows, you know, if your wife makes challah, so you know, like, you know what it smells like. Yesh levarak. So you make a bracha on that scent. What's the bracha? So it's very interesting bracha. Shenasim reyach tov bepas. That Hashem gave a wonderful smell to bread. To bread. So that's the first opinion. So you might remember we had a similar bracha by fruit, pleasant smelling fruit. So the same thing this first opinion says by bread. The Rama continues, but the second opinion says, V'yishomrim, tein l'varach alav. The second opinion says, no, you don't make a bracha on that. You don't make a bracha on that. So the Mishnah Berurah says, why not? So the Mishnah Berurah explains that according to the second opinion, the reason is because it's not chashuv enough. They didn't make a bracha on this because it's not chashuv enough. So therefore, the Rama says, therefore, like we saw before in a few other instances, so therefore, you shouldn't smell it. Now, again, we're not talking about it's a treif bakery, you know, that's a whole other issue. So the question is, so yeah, but your wife is making challah, and it does smell delectable. So then what do you do? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down from Malach Avram that if you did smell it, so then you don't make a brach. Ain lebrach. You don't make a brach. Okay? Good. Reish Yud Zayin, very quickly. Hanichnas lechanuso shel bosom. You come into a fragrance store. A store that either there's perfumes or there are flowers or something like that. Something, and it's very pleasant. Sheyesh bo minim is some, there's all types of fragrant things. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out that here we're talking about that you came into a place where it's made to, that you should, they want you to smell it. It's very interesting. Everybody thinks this is, marketing was all the way back, right? You see it in the, so they used to put out these fragrant things so to entice you to buy it. So the Mishnah Berurah said, but let's say you the guy who sells the spice, or whoever it is, has it in their back room, and it's really not there to be sold. It's not there to be smelled. It's not there, you know, for whatever reason, he has it in the back, hiding somewhere. So then, it's not avido l'reicha. It's not made to smell. And therefore, you wouldn't make a brach on it. So that's why the Machaber is very concise in the way, against Gemara. And the Chazal is very concise about what they're talking about. You come into a store. Again, they're trying to entice you. So they want you to smell it. They want you to smell those things so that hopefully you'll buy. So the Machaber continue. Machavarech, so you make a bracha, brahmi nevesamim. Right, there's all, there might be roses there, which is a brayatze vesamim. There might be something else, which is an isve vesamim. Right? So, but you're getting it all. You're taking it all in. So therefore, again, what do? You make a bracha. What bracha? The generic bracha, brahmi nevesamim. Okay, so Mirat Hashem, tomorrow we'll discuss this a little more. We'll get into this, going into a store and things like that. Okay?